So we are reading tonight. I want to just deal with the symbols of the Holy Spirit. The one we wanted to deal narrow. Just 1 minute. Now we found out. Let's just read the scripture. John chapter 3, verse 8. As we start. John chapter 3. This is the story of Nicodemus. How many know the story of Nicodemus tonight? We all know the story of Nicodemus. He was such a big man. He was such a big man in that denomination, Rema Pharisees. We had Pharisees, we had Sadducees. My Pharisees, younger a sect, Sadducees were also a sect. But wese zvavo vanga vari vanone mukurumbira chaiwo. Mana matira why respect kwa chaizvo waito vanga vari vanhu vakasimba mazuva acho avo echita matira echi Judah. My Pharisees, though, they're the very strict ones. Amen. Very, he was one of them. So now, but just because anger, he felt empty. Nicodemus felt empty. Even though anger mukuru, which Pharisee. That emptiness which he felt. Then he said, I know if I go to Jesus, he should be able to explain to me and to feel that emptiness which is in me. Could he bear? Amen. So he went to Jesus. Amen. You see? Mubvunzo wangori very, 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 very good. Yeah? You see now? Ndoba abvunza mubvunzo wake. Akatino ziwa imimi. Kuti mimika muri mudzidzisi. Akabva kuna Mwari. Nekuti minana ya muri kuita iyi. Hakuna munhu anoiita kunze kunge Mwari ainaye. Amen. But Jesu haana kumira kuti abvunze mubvunzo wake chaiwo. Vakabva mujambira aiziva nyaya pane nyaya yake chaipo. Ndo zviri Jesu anobva rova chaipo pane nyaya yako chaipo ipapo. Ndokubva angopindura kuti chokwadi ndinoti kwauri, except a man be born again, you cannot see the kingdom of God. Kungodaro chete. Chiniko dimasa kabvaona lights out. That statement yakabva kumukandira pakuti chokwadi munhu uyu kwauyu. Wakatobva kuna Mwari. Izwa anzi acho yaandipa. Ndobva takakubvunza mubvunzo. Muri kuti chiimi? How can a man be born again when he is an old man already? Can he enter the second time again into his mother's womb? Ndimozomibvunza chiyanga akutaura ipapo. Confusion yacho yanga inayo. Ndo papa ndakati muso yesande paya. Vana vedu vadiki vari kutoziva zvakakura kupfuura marabi ari mumachechu. Zvinogona kuofenda mumwe anenge aina rabi wake kuti shuwa ungabva wadaro rabi wedu here kuti rabi wedu ungakundwa neka grade 5. But izvirapa izvi. Rabi uyu ari kunzi he was a ruler of the Jews. Ari kubvunza, how can a man be born when he is old? And can he enter the second time into his mother's womb and be reborn? You may take your seat. Amen. Now, mubvunze ndo wakabva wakonzeresa kuti Jesu anga ane maitiro aiita. Anza yakapa iyoyo Nicodemus yekubvunza kuti kana wakukura unobarwa sei. It was Jesu akabva ati ndatora anza iyo, it's a leading one. Ndikande kukandire chaipo chaipo pane nyaya chaiyo chaiyo. Ndokubva muti, except a man is born of water and of the spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. Amen. Nanasi mvunzo wakaoma nanasi uhu. Pakaoma ipapa kuti parikurewei. Sanikodhimasika haisombori mhosva yake kuti anga akudzedzereka nemubvunzo bonza nhasi. Mubvunzo iwoyu iyo nyaya iri kuchitongonetsa vazhinji nanhasi iyoyo. Kuti be born of water, zvinorewei. Be born of the spirit, zvinorewei. ichinguri nyaya ichirungunetsa nanasi uno. Amen. Ndobva ati, that which is born of flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the spirit is spirit. Marvel not that I say unto you, you must be born again. Ndobva ati, the wind bloweth where it listeth, and thou hearest the sound thereof, but cannot tell whence it cometh, and whither it goeth. So is everyone that is born of the Spirit. Amen. And I don't know about the lights, but how can these things be? How can these things be? Art thou a master of Israel, and you don't know these things? Are you not a deacon in the church, and you don't know these things? Are you not a ghost in the church, and you don't know? You are a big man. But you don't know these things. Amen. Glory be to God. So, upon this scripture, we want to speak about the symbols of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Because the symbols which he is using, the symbols which are used in the scripture, they reveal what the Holy Ghost is. They reveal the character of that Holy Spirit. They also reveal the behavior of the Holy Spirit. They also reveal what to expect even in your life when the Holy Ghost comes upon you. But it will be the Holy Ghost in you as revealed by the symbol which describe what the Holy Ghost is. Are we together? Praise God. We spoke about the Holy Ghost, being a person. I think when we started, when I was saying, in as much as you experience receiving the Holy Spirit, but it is not, that's not the end. We have not received an experience. We have had an encounter with a person. Amen. It is an encounter with the Spirit of God, who is a person. We identified the attributes of the Holy Spirit, that the Holy Spirit had knowledge, the Holy Spirit had intellect, the Holy Ghost can be grieved, all those personality attributes which can be given to the Holy Spirit. Amen. Then we went to speak about the another comfort. I think we had two services for that, where he was showing us that Jesus Christ, he was the advocate, which is the comforter, and the Holy Ghost is also the comforter, is also the advocate, meaning with Jesus Christ then is the Holy Ghost. Jesus Christ becomes the Holy Ghost. Brother Branham, I can even show you just now. Amen. Brother Branham says there, the baptism of the Holy Ghost is Jesus Christ in personifying himself in the form of spirit in the human being, doing the same. Amen. If you put personifying, the baptism of the Holy Ghost is Jesus Christ personifying himself in the form of spirit in the human being. And he says, doing the same. Are you there? That's in Jesus Christ, the semester today and forever. Praise God. Jesus Christ personifying himself in the form of spirit. Remember, he says the comforter, who is the spirit of truth, who is dwelling with you, and shall be in you. So he says, he's personifying himself. You try that. Yeah? It must be the one. Yes, that's the book. Yeah? That this spirit that we call the baptism of the Holy Ghost is Jesus Christ personifying himself in the form of the spirit in the human being, doing the same thing. That I like the personifying. That personifying element is what I wanted to suit. It's the same Jesus Christ. But I'm going to change a form which had. But he's still that same person. The Father was up there in the Old Testament as the Father. As the Spirit. I mean, knows that. Jesus Christ, before he was born, he was that Father of the Old Testament. He was that pillar of fire that led the children of Israel from Egypt to the promised land. Amen. And so he was then born into the womb of this young woman called Mary. Then he put on flesh. And the Holy Ghost now is the same Jesus who is taking off the flesh again. So he is going back to the form that he was before he came to be born as a son of Mary. That's how simple it is in a layman's language. Before he was born, he was the Father, a spirit without a body, a person without a body. He could show himself in many forms. He could show himself as the pillar of fire. He could show himself as the cloud. He could show himself in many diverse ways. But as he was then born, he put on flesh. And he says, I come from God and I go back to God. Meaning, I go to the state which I was before I came to become this Jesus in the flesh. Amen. So I go back to God. So the Holy Ghost, It's the cycle which is completing from being the Father to the Son, back again to the form, same form. But instead of it being a Father now, ukakungonzi the Holy Spirit, because of the work which is now doing, the dispensation of the Holy Spirit. But achingwere munhu wani ye. Amen. That's why we baptize in the name of Jesus Christ. The Bible says, go and baptize in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. But the Father is not a name. If I ask someone here in the country, Baba, I see lots of hands there. They come because Father is not a name. Father is a title. Matthew 28, and now to go and baptize in titles. But go and baptize in the name of the Father. So you have to identify, I am a father, but I have a name. He is a father. He has a name. Eh? His name is Carius, but he's a father. My name is Henry, but I am a father. So because go and baptize in the name of this father. You go and check what is his name. His name is Carius. You see how simple it is? That's how simple it is. If you go and baptize in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Spirit, why is it Nicodemus? We have failed the test. What are the kuzos or quit? What are the kuzos or quit? We have to go and find kuti. Baba wacho staunonzani. I'm also a son. Yeah. Eh? I'm also a son. I'm a father. I'm a son. Doesn't make me two people. Eh? Musa lati marabe anengakapfeka makora aya. Hapana zvinozikano. Makora hawo anenge wakapfeka. Nemazimoto kana mahombe anenge wakapfeka. Asi zvinozikana chazvo chaizvo. Go and baptize the name of the Father and of the Son I'm the Father, Ndiripanap. I'm also the Son. I'm also a son. But my name is Henry Ndiri. One Henry, Ndiye Baba. One Henry, Ndiye Son. So in the name of the Father and of the Son, go and find Star Henry. Ndiye Ruta or Waipap. Now, in the Holy Ghost. Now, you see what I'm saying? It's of the Father and the Son and of the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost, to show that it is a person, it has a name. Yeah? You see how simple it is? It has a name. Because it is a person. And he says, go and find the name of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Go and find the name of the Holy Ghost. Now, I'm going to tell you, I'm going to tell you, if you expect him to know this, there's no way in the world he will know these things. But to know it is that a Holy Ghost really zita. Now it comes to what we're talking about, that the Holy Ghost is a person, that it is Jesus Christ is the same Holy Ghost. He says, I and my Father, we will come to you. That's how simple it is. Eh? So the Holy Ghost, his name is Jesus. The Father, his name is Jesus. The Son, his name is Jesus. So go and baptize in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. What are we saying? Go and baptize in the name of Jesus Christ. So, can I remember? Wakabatizwa nenzira dza baba mwana kombana nemwe ya mutsvene wachidzokera zvozvo uri mumvura ndine urombo manheru wangu kuti haona kubaptizwa ba. You still need to come to say, Pastor, can you please baptize me? Mukuzara nekuvhurwa kweshoko raMwari kwakakwana chaiko. Sati katanga nyaya iyoyo tichiparidza hati tinoswe tinogara tinoratarara tiri kumvura kudhabuka huko. Chibabatiza wanhu wese. Because what is wrong? Ndo wrong wacho iwo. Saka ita wrong pane zvimwe zvacho. Ah. Saka what does he say? Ikutotenderera mberi nyaya yacho iyoyi. Jesus Christ personified. You know what? In a personified form. But let's see what he says here. Praise God. Let's see what he says here on verse 8. Just to look at the first symbol that we want. He says, Nicodemus, marvel not that I say unto you, you must be born again. Then he says, the wind bloweth where it listeth, and thou hearest the sound thereof, but cannot tell whence it come, and whither it goes. And he said, so is everyone that is born of the Spirit. Amen. The word rukunzi windi. Word racho rukunzi windi roro. Amen. What does it take? What is a word roro? The wind. By a word roro. That's the first symbol which is talking to us about the Holy Ghost. That wind, the wind. By a word roro. Amen. Zika go pass. As you can see, what he's talking about is the spirit of. Are you seeing that? So in the character, so that word is showing you the character of the Holy Ghost. Character, wind is air in motion. Wind is air in motion. From where to where? From region of high pressure to region of what? And it's not windy. Can I pass in now my pressure differences? Upon a wind. Iringori air chet. Apanonzi air bab. Panzi wind. Yeah? That's why in Acts chapter 2, what happened? They heard the sound of you see now. Chapter 2 of Acts. Because the Holy Ghost is personified as wind. It had to come as wind in chapter 2 of the book of Acts. But go down. I think that's something I want us to see there. Movement of air. Of the wind. Hence the wind itself. Breath of the nostrils or mouth. Now, you see what he did? In Genesis, he said, God what? Breathed in the nostrils. This all. Genesis chapter 2, God then breathed in the nostrils of Adam. And Adam became a what? A living soul. What happened? He put his spirit. He put the Holy Ghost in Adam. Praise God. Breath, the spirit. The spirit. The vital principle by which the body is what? Animated. The symbol is showing to you the character, the attributes, what the Holy Ghost is. Amen. So, right, the first thing that he's telling you is saying, that is the vital principle by which the body is animated. Ukafe ma air yakamira zvifambi. It has to be moving. Kuti urarame, you need moving air. That's what the Bible is saying, it's the vital principle. So you see that the Holy Ghost is indispensable. It's very necessary. The same importance in him, this vital spirit is to the body. That's the same importance in a Holy Spirit to your life as a Christian. Without the Holy Ghost, nothing happens, nothing moves. Amen. Yeah? The rational spirit, the power by which the human being feels things, decides. Huh? The same thing. That's the power that drives the Christian. The Holy Ghost is power that drives the Christian. How he thinks, where he goes, what he does. He's led by the Spirit. Pasina, that wind of God. Pasina mweyamuchene. You are a dwarf. You're not going anywhere. Praise his name. Zika pasitone pane zumwere zvipo. Symbol is devoid of all, at least gross amount and possessor of the power of knowing, desiring. Okay. Do you see what he's saying there? A life-giving spirit. So, number one, we find the Holy Ghost is indispensable. It's very, very important. It's very, very necessary. Yeah? Because it is important. He told them, don't do anything. Yeah? Because the Holy Ghost is necessary. It's indispensable. He told them, wait in Jerusalem. Don't rush. Can you see that? Don't rush. Don't try to do anything.
But you wait for the Holy Ghost to come. It's very, very vital for your organs as a Christian. Amen. The Holy Spirit is a vital ingredient for the functional power of the body of the Spirit. And he says, don't dare. And we must not dare do anything. So it's important that you must receive the Holy Ghost. There is nothing lives without wind, as you can see. So there's no Christian who lives without the Holy Ghost. Eh? Because without the wind, you cannot live. So without the Holy Ghost, a Christian cannot live. Ah, go nikutiarara mi mukristo asina mwe yamama. That's the importance of the Holy Ghost. Very, very powerful. Don't dare start go to preach. Wait there. Don't lay hands on anyone. Wait. Don't do anything. Wait. The necessity of the baptism of the Holy Ghost can never be overemphasized. Every one of us, young woman, young boy, mothers, fathers, we owe it to God to receive the Holy Spirit. Amen. Hey, glory. Thank you, Jesus. We owe it to God to receive this vital power to live by. Amen. Says this. What is this? Huh? It's life-giving. Life-giving. What did he say? Nicodemus, except a man is born of. Except a man is born of the Spirit. Yeah? Water is the Spirit. So the Spirit is the life giver. The letter killeth. Yeah? Glory. The letter kills. But the Spirit gives life. Amen. The Spirit is the life giver. The wind. We have to receive the wind. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. I'm feeling good already. You see, what does he say? See what he says there? Let's go to chapter 3. Go back. Not time, I got one damn ink. The wind bloweth where it listed. What does it mean? What does it mean? The wind blows wherever it wants. Yeah? Do you ever tell the wind to blow this way? Do you ever tell the wind to blow this way? So is the Holy Ghost. You cannot dictate to the Holy Spirit. Yeah? The wind, the Holy Ghost is sovereign. Amen. Yeah? The Holy Ghost is sovereign. Anoita sa'ada. He does what he wants. Amen. Amen and amen. He went by a pool of sickness. Imagine. People who were there on the pool. Different kinds of diseases. Different kinds of challenges. Yeah? And he was there for 38 years. Yeah. Right on the pool there. Yes. He can't help himself. And he says, I can't jump in. But before I jump in, they're already in the water. And there were thousands of people who were sick there. And he just walked there. Straight to this man. One. Yes. Just picked one. Said, hey, say, what is it? What is the problem? Begin to tell your story. Begin to tell your story. Begin to tell your story. No. Pick up your mat and what? And go home. And he walked away. He left thousands sick. He left them sick there. He said, but it's in your power to heal all of them. He says, yes. But because I am sovereign. You can't tell him what to do. You can't dictate the Holy Ghost. He's sovereign. The wind bloweth where it listeth. Don't perish. Don't you remember one word? Jesus. Uno famba nepa wada. Uno bata wa wada. Uno satsa wa wada. How did that parry the manings of the game? Because I've preached too much. Nada. It's not your preaching. No. Yes. He does what he wills. Yes. He does what he wills. He's sovereign. And you must approach him now knowing that you are approaching a person who is. It changes your attitude. Don't just go. He's sovereign. He's sovereign. At one time, the woman came to knock at his door. And she forced, he kept quiet. Do you hear that?
Yes.
I like what he's telling me. He kept quiet. And she kept knocking. And he kept quiet. And she kept knocking. And he kept quiet. Remember, it's some Jesus, I can remember. It's some Jesus, remember.
Amen.
He kept quiet. Sometimes he chooses to keep quiet.
Yeah.
Yes. He chose to keep quiet. But when he keeps quiet, this woman kept knocking. She knew. This woman knew the attributes of this master. She knew. But in the one. The guy in the Kumbanda Irasa. The guy no gaga. The guy Kumbi like a one. I can't eat Noah. The Irasa. The Irasa. I have to keep on knocking until I become a nuisance. She knocked to the level of becoming a nuisance. Until she became a nuisance. And he then woke up. He said, because of importunity. Yeah? He didn't want to help her. Do you know what I'm to you? He didn't want to help the woman. But because he says, I can't sleep. I can't sleep. This woman, she's disturbing my sleep. I have to wake up to do away with her. Amen and amen. Do you hear that? Do you hear that? Can you hear that? And because he's sovereign, He's sovereign. Oh, America, Namata, Saka, and Aguzia. Could him not be sovereign? I'm about to chug his. And I could not only report on you. I'm so happy to have the sovereign. This country knows more sovereign than any other country in the world. Yes, sovereignty is going to move. We know Pasirese is number one. We say yes, sovereignty. Kujito ungera zati no da. Kita zata na nyika heda. Para unoti bunz. Those we may amche ne yusos. Uri sovereign. Sana chishika kwa uri. Kuna muna ri sovereign. Idi amina ngari sovereign. Ako nungo kupfura o chishika. Pasina kwa hii report. Aita shahada ni njika ya kehinda amin. But uyumruno uyumanjo. And because of importunity, I have to open the door. Some things he will give you because you are persisting. Even the Holy Ghost. You can get the Holy Ghost by persisting. They waited for 10 days. Before he came, for 10 days in the upper room. They didn't know when he was coming, but in his sovereignty, I can go choose as wake. But I'm saying, I'm going to pass him directly. Repent the cost. But his sovereignty, but I don't get a wake. Those are choose his source. Maneruana, he's too sovereign. You can choose right now. To turn your life around right now. Pastor, nobody pray. Imagine you should David. Eh? Imagine about David. David, you should David. What I'm going to say, this is Wada. The Ramba, what I'm area Buesi. That's the Ramba, so I say so. Sakamuruku day. She said, Jesus, I'm sick of Jessica. Why? He is sovereign. David. They didn't forgive their brother. They should have been happy. Should have been very happy. Imagine we in a president, we in a president. Yeah? Imagine. I mean, a worry mambo. You should be very happy. But instead, they hated him. Because of the level of sovereignty, Maria Ngashandisa, pakumuchuza hiyo. Maneruano, accept God's sovereignty and use it. Thank you, Jesus. He's sovereign. You don't know where he's going. Many what he can do, so you can surprise anyway. How see we go out the end? Put like a bat, I can bring my own worry. Who? I turn the pan next. You don't even know. Doesn't even know. Amen. Glory be to God. You cannot dictate to the wind. Now, TPF, 1 Corinthians chapter 12. You can't dictate. Dictate, what it means is, you can't dictate. Because Wakaona Moon, why Ferrari Chini?
ari muvhangeri ukabvato tikara nei noda kuita chinyi muvhangeri but hadaro muyama mwa mwari hauyi ko support mafungira ako iwewe ari sovereign yeah he's sovereign you can't dictate to the Holy Ghost what does it mean but all this ministries works that one and self same spirit all the operations all the manifestations all the gifts works that same spirit dividing to every man severally as he will, as the Holy Ghost will, not as the people will. As he will. What does it mean? The Holy Ghost has a will. Yeah? The Holy Spirit has a will. He has desire. Will said what? Will is desires. The Holy Spirit has his desires. I must need to pass through Samaria. Woo! Samaria. Ashika ikoko. Kubaona kuine chipewe chiripo. Madisebo akanga shamisika nazo kuti kona ibaba ari kuti ini nemudzimai uyu. Ari kuteera wiwi yake iyo. Ari kuteera desire yake iyo. Eh? He divides severally to every man, to any man, to all men severally as he will. Mwana wangu arune wiwi yawo. Baya wiwi tikizwa kuti wiwi ari kunzishi. Anoona? Intend, willing. List of his own will, purpose, be minded, have a purpose. Anoona? Of willing as an affection, desire to desire, as you can see there. The Holy Ghost is his own desires. So that's what he said. The Lord willing, I'll see you tomorrow. The Holy Ghost willing, I'll see you tomorrow. Eh? Kuti zera ipapa. Kana kasala ake Holy Ghost touch mangwana hausviki. Hauoneki mangwana kana kasala Holy Ghost. What does it help us? You must approach the Holy Ghost knowing he has his will. But his will is not mysterious. His will is not mysterious. He made it known in the scriptures. Yeah? Amen. He made his will known in the scriptures. So to approach him clearly, the same way Esther approached. Yes. She knew. Ndika potsa ma approach racho. Ndogona kufa. Murume wangu. Asikana ari pachigaro ichikechi. You can be anything. Une wiwi yake yaina ari pachigaro. Can do anything. You can kill me. So you fast for me. That's why we say we don't want the Holy Ghost. Fast. To entreat this sovereign person. What does fasting help you? What do you need to first to approach your husband? To approach your baba because he can be anything. She to fast. Not one day, not 2 days. And not only he on fast. No. He says, all of you guys, let's fast. Let's fast. To find a better way of approaching. For no she kaka. How sick we ne we yako.
Unosika paari. Will yako yaka pukanywa. You are saying, I don't have a will. I'm throwing myself at your will. So I'm fasting. When you want the Holy Ghost, you have to fast. To break your spirit. Pasaite my spirits mayaru kombita. If you are not fasting, your spirit will be competing. But you break it by fasting. Oh man. That is not like I want this timbo spirit. We said the Holy Ghost is life giving. Now, if you look at Ezekiel 37, those bones were there. Eh? The flesh had come. Everything had come to place. But I got a zombie. 37 of Ezekiel. Let's just see verse 10. Amen. The flesh came back. The joints came back and everything. Until what he was waiting for. That breath was what they were waiting for. Praise God. So I prophesied as he commanded me, and the breath came into them, and they lived and stood upon their feet, an exceeding great army. It takes that spirit for you to stand up in the realm and be counted, as you can see there. That same breath is that Holy Spirit which came down. The wind to make to live again. Remember, the bones were very dry. They are very, very dry. Akaso Pera was a life of a dead man. But he's being rebuilt. But the final blow to the rebuilding of this man, when the breath came. Tonight, the last straw is when the Holy Ghost come upon your life. Otherwise, you won't live. Remember that Bible is life-giving, eh? Yes. He is the wind giving the life. And they stood upon their feet and become an exceeding great army. Such is the wind of God tonight. May ye send it down. Praise his name. And what else? The wind is invisible. Have you ever seen wind? You don't know. It's invisible. You can't see wind. The Holy Ghost is invisible. But what you see are the leaves shaking. Amen. Yeah? You see the effects. Papura wind up. Mitiado ya tipurwa midzi. Marata aturwa. Eh? Eh. You see the effects. But paita mepo. Those are my young marizos. But we are my young mar. Don't see it with your eyes, but you see the effects. But papa kobasap. Yeah? I want the evidence of the Holy Ghost is invisible. It's invisible. But you see the what? The effects. Kune wazhinji wakataura nendimi asi hapana effect yatakaona. Kune wazhinji wakataura nendimi tikaona ma effects afterwards. But I understood, come back to that. To the effects. Yeah? It's very real. Yeah? Antichi, Zogona, Antichi, Inzwa, Zogona, John, not John. All I wanted to say clearly. What did John say? And you hear the sound thereof. Imepogai. That's like they heard in the upper room. The sound there is the voice of the wind, of the spirit. Yeah? But cannot tell what it is. Yeah? You can't tell where the Holy Ghost is coming. Anywhere it is going. Anywhere that it goes. So is everyone that is born. You hear the sound, but you don't see it. Praise the name of the Lord. But you can't tell where it is going. You can't tell where it is coming from. That's the Holy Ghost tonight. Amen. Glory be. You can't tell where it is going, and you can't tell from whence it is coming from. What does it mean? It's a paradox. It's a mystery. It's an enigma. Ishaka wanzika. Achinzi ndebe chino ita ishi. Chino ngu ita zwa shada pa nguwe achu ipapu. It's a paradox. The Holy Ghost is a paradox. You can't tell where it is coming. You can't tell where it is going. And the Bible says that so is everyone. So what does it mean? He said whatever the wind does, that's what happens to a person who is born of the Spirit. May He send that wind into your life. It's a paradox, as you can see. Amen. Glory be to God. Huh? And is irresistible. The wind is irresistible. Acts chapter 1, verse 8. Show us that. The casket to be found. This will help you when you are praying for the Holy Spirit. These attributes. You will know how the Holy Ghost behaves. You will know how to approach the Holy Spirit. Amen. Acts chapter 1 verse 8. Chinzwa. But you shall receive power. I need 5. Is it chapter 8? Chapter 8. Acts chapter 8. I think deep chapter 6. Deep chapter 6. I want you to see what did happen. Chapter 6, verse 10. These are now the men they are dealing with Stephen. Stephen was up there in chapter 1 of Acts, in chapter 2, where he received the Holy Spirit. And now they are now dealing with him as he preaches. And they were not able to resist the wisdom and the spirit by which he spake.
Amen.
Eh? The wisdom. And the spirit by which he spake. What does it mean? The coming of the Holy Spirit to Stephen had made Stephen like a tornado. Yeah? A man with the Holy Ghost is irresistible. Talk to her about fair manch. Yeah? A woman with the Holy Ghost is a dangerous woman. Is it powerless? He's not powerless. He is irresistible. What does it mean? Anotipura miti achifamba. They couldn't resist him. I one out. I guess no one was in the two. Just one. And they came as a big Sanhedrin. All the chiefs, they came. They can't touch him. They can't resist him.
Praise God. He was transformed into a cyclone. May you be a cyclone when the Holy Ghost come upon you. Amen. Now, the Holy Ghost is also called the oil. It's the oil. Yes. Our time is gone already. It's 8 o'clock. Didn't go to one epap. But I think it's good enough to know that the Holy Ghost is the wind of God. Amen. Then, the Holy Ghost is the oil. We know from 1 Samuel chapter 16, verse 13, that Samuel was anointed by the oil. And it got, then John says, the Holy Spirit which you have received, he lives within you. Jehu and all these guys were anointed. Elisha was anointed. And when the anointing, you see what it means. The vessels in the church, in the tabernacle, they were anointed before they were used. The Holy Ghost, this oil, which is anointing, it's sanctifying and setting aside for service. That's why when the Holy Ghost comes upon us, we are called the same way they were anointed. Aaron was anointed, his children were anointed, the Levites were anointed. The Bible says you are a holy priesthood. You are a royal priesthood, a holy nation, and a peculiar people. What does it mean? It means that you are also the same rank that they had when they were anointed. But that's part of the oil. I have to rush. But now, the thing I want us to show for this oil, tipe Hebrews chapter 1, verse 9. What happens when the Holy Ghost comes upon you? Hebrews chapter 1, verse 9. Thou hast loved righteousness and hated iniquity. Therefore God, even thy God, has anointed thee with the oil of gladness above thy fellows. You see what the Holy Ghost does to you? He anoints you with the oil of gladness. The oil of... We know what oil does. Oil, the Holy Ghost is oil. He says the Holy Ghost is oil. Oil prevents rust. Oil prevents rust. Oil prevents friction. It prevents friction. Ukachova bara risina oil. Rinorema. Rufamba richirira. Chike, tre, 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 tre. Ngoro dzana faro wari mumvura dzakabviswa oil. Nemweya mucheni. Mabhiza akatanga kudzidhonza dzikarema ngoro idzodzo. Dzikasarwadziwa kuti dzibire the Red Sea. Dzikanyura imomomo mukati imomo. Because panga pasina mafuta. Mafuta ndo mafuta echinyi? E gladness. Mufaro weshoko raMwari. Ukapera mauri mufaro iwowo. Pano haupa uyi zviri nyore pachurch pano. Ndipe kumanikidzwa. Chibvunzwa. Nai muripi wa chifonerwa after every 2 weeks. No uchidini? Uchitsvagwa. Because oil of gladness, didn't hapana. David said, I was glad when they said unto me, Ande iku imba yash. Why fara David every time? Why fara nazo? Kana mafuta asipo bai. Kunokuremera kunamata. Awe pedzipoke ndibwedzi kuiverenga. Haiverenge kunokotsira. Mafuta asipo ba.
The problem is, you have anointed thee with the oil above thy fellows. Praise God. Above thy fellows. The Bible says Jesus was anointed with the Holy Ghost, chapter 10 of Acts. Yeah? With the Holy Ghost. Luke says he's anointed me with the Spirit, meaning the anointing is the Holy Spirit. The anointing is the Holy Spirit. Now, Galatians chapter 5, verse 22. The fruit of the Spirit. The fruit of the Spirit is what? Why? Number joy repatch number one. Number two. The oil of gladness. Jesus. Joy is there. It's the fruit of the Spirit. Because it is the oil of gladness. But I can make a garage church. Member, you guy. Oh, you are Munab. Your gladness are Munab. One could do him a special. You is going to the way on Maria. I took you. I is weak and a chill. I see Mosha Kamun. Can I go to Simuka? Pembere, my Andrew Chingo Imba Mentino Simuka take a me. Oh, the Simuka, Garai, Simuka, Garai. Can I watch like that? No Simuka take. You're in pieces of Kanaka Bambera. Yo imbisi zvakanaka pamberi apo. Hondo yake munhu iyeyo haina umbo haisidiki. Fruit of the Spirit, it was joy iyo. Haimo. Pato kamuchira mweya waMwari. Werenga mabhuku acho kwazusa unzwe zvawaiita. Waimba that the comforter has come the whole night, one song.
One song. One night. The comforter has come. Clapping hands. Bulletting. Jumping, dancing. The comforter has come. The Holy Ghost in fire. The whole night. I have the book. Simple people. Dancing. But, can I pass in the oil of gladness? Sibisi arebesa. Tunaenda kubasa mangwani. Kubasa mangwani. Iwo watu tira lukwazi. Usawa enda kubasa futi kwa wano iwa. Basa natanga nasika banyaye basa. Natanga nasika nyaye basa. Natanga nasika nyaye basa. Ya gara hiri iku. Kubane kare u. Ede wanu wachu wajinja wangu wana matanyira. Wanga tongorozo, oh, I try. Saka hivi ni katomborovo, basa mtati aitofara, utata, kazimbo gare, zao matanyira isu. Tifara, so wangu mwari, zutumbo tipa, hope ya kanaka isu. Hey. Kwa wisi, wana wangu mwari wajinja wachu wese, wangu wasiriwe, mande pa msoro soro maningi. Hey. Isu stakwira maningi. Tane ma body meeting, yekuda kuyenda. Sayata anima pressure. Taku many saw fundis in a madikoni. Kasigira amen. Iabazi, the Holy Ghost is what? Is sovereign. How do you rush sovereignty? No sa singa ui. Ano ma pari zagudaro. Motombo imba. Kutono muzimu shao sovereign. Zoto boga muzimu. Mudzimu. Unotimi imba imeni. Unotai zira ka mudzimu. Imi imba zvakanaka meni. Muta uzimba imi. Muta zawada. Ndinozvita mudzimu izvo uri sovereign food.
Praise the name of the Lord. I want to finish up this one. Inzwa manje. First Thessalonians chapter 1 verse 6. Unzwe kuti mafuta yakakoshere. We must receive the Holy Ghost, gentlemen. Mufaro wacho urunga wakapenga. Inzwa. First Thessalonians chapter 1 verse 6. 1 verse 6. Paka naka ipapo. Chapter 1 verse 6. I was not here. Things were NIV. Right. I want to check it up. I didn't put the book. It's a NIV. It's a NIV. Unzwe zvakomana mutakunanzva uripo ipapo. Mutakunanzva. Unzwe mutakunanzva uripo. Ndoyekuti oiri iyi ndeyekuti you are pushing a heavy load. But the Holy Ghost makes it easy. Murume ari kunetsa. But the Holy Ghost makes it easy. Ndiye mudzimai uya. Ana murume chidhakwa chainetsa uya. Achirutsira mumba. Achipukuta nemufaro. Achimutswa na 2 a.m. Ndauya vhato many we rombere munhu. Sorry honey. Nemufaro. Sorry daddy. Ndandati varei ndazokasikira urara maningi ndandachimbona ndandabva uchurch. All right, but uri duchi remunhu. Kutukwa. Tikafira pano one. Hasi mudzimusoro. Why? The Holy Ghost makes it easy. Unotakura mutoro wako. Inzwap. You become imitators of us and of the Lord in spite of severe suffering. You who are suffering in your homes, you who are suffering in your lives, you who are carrying heavy loads in your bodies, in spite of severe suffering. Severe suffering. You welcomed the message. Do you hear that? You welcomed the message. You welcomed the message with the joy given by the Holy Ghost. Hey. Not the joy of the Holy Ghost. Yes, that's what it means. But this is exactly what this means. Given by the Holy Ghost. The joy of the Lord is my strength. The joy given by the Lord is my strength. So, the Holy Ghost, it gives you oil to go through your suffering without blaspheming. Because they then wonder, what, my hour, how does Anon from Mr. Zego? You never see her down. Well, Christo, you never see him down. Why? That's the secret. Yeah, no secret. Oh, you, which is the joy of the Holy Ghost, of gladness. Oil of gladness. Severe suffering. But it's still you pick up your Bible.
come to church smiling. Lord, lift me up and let me stand by faith on heaven's table. Oh, nobody. Mwere wacho nusayadi shiro wamu brangeta. Ndiye ndiba. Ndiye ndiba kushechu kwacho. Ndo pina mbrangeti. Pina mbrangeti. Ndo pina jisia kushechu kwacho yuzo zozo. Nkazwi gare. Ndo sindu fakuna namata. Mwere wacho asu upindura. You welcomed the message. In spite of severe suffering. I like that church. Hakuna mtu anina hembeze kufeka wita uchechi saka ndia ndi uchechi. That's being foolish. Hanjine hembe wani muoma ndi kufeki. Saka ndia ndiba kuchechi zunezu. Ndia wazi ya nyanya hembe. Kusika nani hembe hembe. Nuzi ndo hende. Sita naku time. Hauna mufaro iba uta uruwa. Given by the Holy Spirit. The fruit of the Spirit. The fruit which comes with the Spirit, which is joy, which is the oil of gladness. Wajga zako ne munjocho wako. Aswashika pano nukanda maoko. Rumbizwai Jehovah mwari makanaka. Rumbizwai Jehovah mwari makanaka. Duzlita mwaya wangwari izo. Oh, what a fool, you know, every day. You never see them laughing or happy. But makwindi, taramba makwindi, kune mwe wangwara. Hakuna makwindi, ba. Tukuramba su makwindi, zwe says. Amen. That's why Ephesians, you know, that musa dakwe ne waini, ba. But that which leads to reckless indiscretion. Instead, be filled with the Spirit. When you feel the Spirit, then you speak one to another with the psalms, with the hymns, with the spiritual songs. When the Holy Ghost anoints you, you sing. Ano rwa sika po chikumbira mvura utanga kutsemura murume wako ipapa yedu rume wasangana ne diri bai onai tunoramba chinopinda mudzimba chichikunetsa ya kurorwa ei chituka baba yemwana unoda joy of the Spirit up. Don't be drunk with the wine wherein leads to excess indiscretion. But be filled with the Spirit. Wadaro, wotaura we gapa. Unzwaeri. Unzwaeri. Iwaini yemu ya mchenishu. Kutaura we ga. Speaking to yourselves. Speaking to yourself. In psalms. And in hymns. And in spiritual songs. Singing and making melody. Where? Where? In your heart. Making melody in your heart to the Lord. Satampe ni mwaya wangwari amazangu. Uri real. I need to finish 13 past. Okay, let me just add this one. The fire. Holy Ghost is the fire. Amen. So what do we see? Matthew 3, verse 11. He baptized you with the Holy Ghost and with fire. He baptized you with the Holy Ghost and with fire. Amen. And we know God always comes, manifests himself in fire. Like so does Moses saw the fire. Eh? The voice spoke from the fire. The fire, the tree was burning, but was not being consumed.
And the voice spoke out from the fire. Amen. And on the day of Pentecost, flames of fire, tongues of fire were seen sitting upon each one. Eh? God manifests himself as fire. I want you to see what then the fire does. Isaiah chapter 4, verse 4. Isaiah 4, verse 4. The Lord will wash away the filth of women of Zion. He will cleanse the blood stains from Jerusalem by a spirit of judgment and a spirit of fire. The spirit of burning. What does he do? He wash away the filth. Do you see what it is? He washes away the filth. I want to see face with hands in the hand. Of daughters of Zion. And shall purge the blood of Jerusalem from the midst thereof by the spirit of judgment and by the spirit of burning. The Holy Ghost is the spirit of burning. That's why he came down tongues of fire. God always speaking from the pillar of fire. Why? He is the spirit of burning. He says, chapter 12 of Hebrews, verse 29, our God is a what? Is a consuming fire. Why? Because the Holy Ghost is a consuming fire. Is the spirit of burning. What does he burn? Yeah? One up. He burns. Burning what? Now, what does fire does? Fire, we use fire for lighting. Yeah? Fire for lighting. We need fire working in darkness. Fire gives you the light. Praise God. And when you are refining, you need fire. When you are now, you know, that's fire. That's the energy. It's fire. Training with training fambe, it's fire. Power de chikafu cheku chachabikwa, it's fire. Chidaku tse chachiro, it's fire. Amen. Yeah? So what does he say? The Holy Ghost becomes fire in the heart's way. It becomes the energy. No, God, no, horsepower mangan. Moto no wachita rone zwa weyo. Rone masilinda mangani. Kuna wangu wasina ni masilinda aju. Mute inda asina gana silinda gana hoani. Muna gana moto unopute ndelera mumawaya makamuna kana moto. Hande mruku zoni. Is zeal supernatural zeal? Energy, power. I can't emphasize it. Kutukwire uroe ubate ma ubise force SM mepo ye. It's power. It's fire. And then over there, she try, Holy Ghost motor, hammer. It's a propeller.
tinamata
ndokutenda yemwari nemurume wamakandipa newana ya wane utano mazvita yenyu mwari ndo hangu andandinawo nhasi iwaya kutoona sumuke watodzokera pachinyi kubenji unoona kamusikana kadakarotsvaka murume wekuroorwa ndiko kanoyapa order pakuona mata kunoti belebelebelebelebelebelebelebele kutokwinya masiketi kakudini kakutodzokera kubenji kunoti hausati wakuda murume wacho ba kana wakumuda murume uchamusika wega pa order ipapo apa uchamusika wega ipapo kuti baba yemwana ndauyai ndatokutambira ipano mai mwana ndipo pano panda kuonera ipa order panapa ndozvo hazvo zvanoita haana kuita mastyra ekunamata zvemastyra kuzokundouya pa order zvemastyra zviya hazvidi mastyra apa unoda kutopfotsora chaiko fire power chaiko kuti mwari apa handisi kupa bvaba kusvikira mwamuna auya and munoziva chinyiko nyana mwamuna yaise kumeseji chete bakuru kunetsa na mwamuna is world over hakuna varume wacho hakuna varume wacho ende vari kwacho zvidhakwa zvasara we are better off usina hako murume wacho pane mumire varume uriko mazuvano unotoregreta kuti mwari tamakazviitira hei You regret. My second rakam fana chiwengwa chitora marabish. Zvino mwanzo achitora kuti you can marry another woman if you are mudzimai asina kuita chinyi? Mwana wemukomana. Yes. Says you a man is allowed to marry. Remarry another woman. Go and have a small house. Ungagarira mukadzi asina kuita mwana mukomana, unogarirei naye. Ndikati He was hata varume vanotendera kutsvaka vamwe vakadzi taimusekera achitaura zvekuti mudzimai murume akafa munenge nanga atore mukadzi tichifunga kuti ari kutamba ake zvakutoenda kure chaiko kwatoenda vaenda kure and the bad part ndezvokuti vanomuteerera varume mudzimba vanomuteerera kwasara yasara WhatsApp zvazara muFacebook nemumaTwitter ndora amapupi taakushanda mudzimba mewanhu iwayo so they will tell you kuti chiwenga okay is it don't tell me nonsense you woman who doesn't have boys when you that's what he says saukasa shinga varume vacho ndokaindzana chiwekwa dzinouya idzodzi nubu dziri papupi chimusekerera achitaura marabish ake iwaya. We must really preach it, gentlemen. Kutoconfronta satani chaiko. Tomira papa muchizi kutaura chokwadi pane muchizi kuti chiwengo ari wrong. Otherwise, misha inoparara. Hakuna mudzimai uchagara nemurume pamazuvano because of chiwenga. Hakuna. Imagine zvichingopinda munzeve. Dai mara kati bvondi soti batsira ipapa. Mweya unzvene is a power, is the fire. Toto ukanamata pana apapa. Things will happen. Kwira mudenga naro simene mweya mutsvene. Chikonzesa things to happen. Kangoita oh zviri wishi washi. Nongoona nemaresults ati kuti hapana zvapana hapana kuri kuenda. The violent shall take it by force. And the violence comes from the fire. Violence comes from the fire portion of the Holy Ghost. Do you know best? The atomic power of the Holy Spirit. It comes from there. But we can go to wishy washy. Pauda force you mzimai uramba shinoka iyo. You didn't dikani yacho. Ndio ziwi yacho iyo. Zinoita. Zinoita. Ndio force you kudikani.
Amen. Let me just close and teach. I can't go to the dove. Dove munoiziwa. The wine munoiziwa. The seal munoiziwa. So this dove, wine and seal. Maybe I can just talk on the wine. Dove na seal. Dove. Dove ka. Dove when the Holy Ghost comes upon you. Anzi ndio muka isinga uraika nani zake. The Holy Ghost. Ugayamonzi, remember when I'm going to solve it anyway? Ugunugunu vanzi uri harmless food. When he comes, he's bringing peace. The peace of the dove, it means that the judgment is over. Eh? When Noah was going through judgment of the waters, and he sent the crow, didn't come back. But then he then sent the dove to go out. The first time the dove came back, he couldn't go. He said, there's still judgment there. Then the dove, he sent it again. It came back with the olive tree, olive branch, as a sign that the judgment is over. So when God gives you the Holy Ghost, what does it mean? You've been judged. Yeah? You've been judged. That's the token. The price has been paid. Yeah? And it's a peace offering. It's a statement saying there is now peace between you and God. Judgment is over. There's now peace between you and God. That's why he shows it as a dove. This pattern, I don't know whether you knew about it, but that's what it means. But the meekness part, then you become, that's the nature of the Holy Ghost. You become meek. You become gentle. And another thing again, the Holy Ghost was the dove. Gee, why gari pane noise? Is easily frightened. Eh? You know, teaser. That's why when David went into adultery, he began to, Psalm 51, he began to sing, take not thy spirit away from me. He knew that the dove was going to fly away. But he had to scream out to pray, take it not away. And renew your Holy Spirit within me. Take me not away. Presence, oh Lord. Take not the Holy Ghost. And take not the Holy Spirit from me, my Lord. Oh, restore unto me the joy, thy salvation. And renew a right spirit. That's the Holy Ghost now. The dove is easily frightened. That's why we are being warned. Grieve not the Holy Spirit. Because it's easily grieved as a dove. Tumaku watudiki to no grieve the Holy Ghost. How much more makuwa maombe? You understand? So you put on the nature of this dove. You kill no one.
Haujiki kwese. Dove haijiki ma. Like a crow. A crow eats both the dead and the grains. Aida ro dove just eats grains. Boza aina chugaisa mu machom. Aina chugaisa. Mwe wangu arindizo wono daizo. Haudi muna no sanga nisaba. Nyika. Nezo uko. Hausanga nisiba. It's a pure life. Dove represents purity, humility, humbleness. So when the Holy Ghost comes on you, that you are living the life of the dove. So what's for an imagination? My name is Wangmari. So I have all the money at your foot. More than refilling. Can I make a move? Gamu shira in my zumaya bruruk. Hakuna mwana nemu yomba noruwa mzimai. Natanga manji. How? How on earth? Bosi baba tendoka. Inepa oota. Inepa baba demona inemoji. Inemoji nukipa oota. Munama tepa oota. Muyao maru tokele mamuri. Magandruwa mbama musu yao. He has to ask for forgiveness. And I go no one is my own room, may I name your own mind. Even nature tells you that I should go to my room, how much more in the way of our mind. Nature by itself as you go, how much more what to quarter for the way of our mind. Murume, what surface I want to walk. Genzara, because what is under mine? What do you mean, young man? I overdid this. There's no punishment, you know, no matter whatever. I understand the punishment. Mudzimba, I'm the punishment. I want to fix her. I want to fix him. You need the altar. Take a younger neighbor, poker. Abada zvandaita tinoenda gehena tesi indakwana kwana ndiri nezuru ndataura mudzimba kuti mai mwana kwanda muka ndiri nhasi kwakanaka hamba dzangu kwangu kwakanaka ikoko uda kuenda ikoko ndokutaurira ichokwadi hakuna murume hakuna mudzimai une mweya waMwari unoti I kill you hatidi zvekunyepera. Jiwa idar, you know, bruka ichiend. And then jiwa yega rimba mune noise. Praise God. The wine, don't go just speak of this one. Chapter 4, verse 29. Chapter 4, verse 29. Of Acts. Amen. Unoziya zvinoreva kwatiri kuparidza uko kunana Mochozo. Unoona zvinoita basa rewine. Unoona kuti rakaipa. Pane mfana akacharge musi weSaturday achiuya pandiri when I was preaching. I had spoken something along the issues of beer. Then he charged up. He charged up achiuya. Dai akaona support. Aigona kundirova mbama chaiko. Because he charged up. But because he was drunk. Then the other one, because he was also drunk. Everything. Because he was angry, he was charged up. Those later intoxication is. Inokuparing me boldness. Yao no piwa neba ne wine gives you boldness. No such job. And now behold, there are three. These guys, they were being threatened. No one Peter manja. The council was threatening them to say, "Hey, you stop it! You are making nonsense. You guys don't preach in the name of Christ." And now here they are now. And now, Lord, behold their threatenings. Eh? This is how they are answering in prayer now.
and grant unto thy servants that with all boldness they may speak thy word.
Boldness iyo iyo usina kudakwa uyoni.
Are you hearing me?
Boldness inovamo intoxication yemweya wamwari.
Kana isipo intoxication iyo unongori sober. You walk away going back home. You say, I think it's okay. No, I didn't want to name Munu, guys. No, it's okay. Let's live at peace with every man.
Zimbabasa still, you know, economy is bad, guys. Unemployment is 98%. It's okay. So, Tiango knows we quit. Mota inofa. No, Mota don't go for one emotica. Tiango knows we quit. You are very understanding. You are very understanding. Chimboti dakwe uwen. Unu kasika utsangu.
Asha zinengi ziri pa duzi hama. Kana muna yaka dakwe. And the hands we see misunderstands. And you can even misunderstand by choice. By choice. Chimboti ono kumira doru. Iwe ono kumira doro iwe. Uba zoka, angu mwa one pint chet. Asa kutoka muna mwa pint mangani? 12. He's hiding behind door. Iwe hide door behind mwa mchene. Intoxication, yes. It's both intoxication.
Amen.
We may speak boldness. In what? Yes. Now, you see what boldness, what wine does. What kutakwaza kunaita. Unogo na kutu watu wakata kwa gumbo nita uuni pa moto. Aumbo zinzuki. Kutu gumbo rugita uuni. Kutungu munga mangwana nzondo apasi zizina. Yakato chanzondo, yakato bika sadza. But guys, chichaiti. That's how Uchituka and the Wakoman Ochoka, Kushinga, Garokoman on the way. I can't even bring my scar when I can't get a roca. Grow like I'm going to check up. Rondaracho, I'm not my road, Jerry. Both of us in Zimmer go to part tight. Musano, when I would check when I could check when a bank and with a good. But mascars, a good dark way. Maskazi ya kudaku. But still, unumunari ari papa, pabawa pa K-pop. Doro, rinoisa numbness in the body. Kuta haunzuki pain. Haunzuki matambu ziko. Yese utipane zuru kune za skofiza ya ipo and everything. Kuta futimu ya wangu arefuti izosu. Eish! Yeah? Nasa kazi wichinzi. Are you going to work on Dakasimba. How do you know Dakwa? Let him, that is weak, say I'm strong. Who's not good Dakwa? Udaro. The Holy Ghost. Udaro to Usans, Wimar Waz, Wimatambuzikwako. The same way these guys, they feel, they are so ecstatic. Why the namo zao? They are ecstatic. Wakadaro. Mwayamu cheno was food. Uno kupa utu. Usambonzo. Uti kune pain. Kutu skufiza haipu. Hawinzi kune pain ni hajo. You are numb. Baba ya mwana. Hamu tiri muki sede. Shutara nye kutu mwana ana skufiza. The Lord will make a way. The Lord will make a way. How? Somehow. Egg. That will make a way somehow. When I come to Wara Mumu Musi, Tina Kumbo, Zandegushi Patara, Natanga, Tosso, Zona Mangbana, Katini,
ngatirare. Hey. Ah. Manawani, auntie, sister. After all, manawangu you. Pitem blanket.
Zino. Omo do vato rambele kuyao. Sunge 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 sunge. Wenda pa kumbi pa road ni manawangu msana kude. Tundwe dene kumbi kanosro dene disene chini. Nimota yako gara. I will take my child. No man is taking up a bus. No, no, no. Was not there. I go. Mono kwa debi ko. Izo oh si kuhuno. Iwore ako namb. Nimoya wangu. Hauna kana fi. Wakana kama moya umaru. Huh? Uno kupasi bara kumira kwenye zaka homa. Kumira kwenye zaka homa. My Chipanga, but Mamma and Ranati, Mkazoka Dagbo. Eh? And what did he? What about Dagbo? What about how me river? So, Zaka Omo Daroso. How me? But can I make my own ripo? No Takuram Toroako. You carry the Lord. It's not an easy road. But Jesus will carry the heavy load. We neglect the Holy Spirit. Then we neglect all these other benefits. What did we find out? The Holy Spirit gives you the unusual boldness. The Holy Spirit is insulates you from personal and spiritual blows. Yeah? Spiritual blows, the Holy Spirit insulates. Now, what's the wonder? The Holy Spirit. Now, Basarangura Pera. Basaraka Pera. Basaraka Pera. Just to get myself busy. Those who pa up a road, manje mumu musi taka muka makuseni wa wano yeswa enda. Took up and then I go mira pa road. Be makombi. Chuona ngati mazimaji for the road. Esa chida chida chida. Ngati saka mari dzo mato fungais. Mwana zvaka kuzera izvozvi kuti ndiswere nemadzimai ewanhu aisa rongo famba mu road nesi munoma. Muto na zaka kuzero ane mizukani pane murume wabata mukadzi wemunhu. Bita suspecti varume wese muno kuti ndinda bata madzimai ewanhu. Ata azvinei kana muzvino zvamafunga mazvironga izvozvo. It's okay. It's okay. He helps you carry the heavy loads. Tiuda mweya wamwari. He's the wine. He's the fire. He's the oil. He's the dove. He's the seal. He's also the wind. Six. The attributes of all these symbols, you receive them when you receive the Holy Ghost. All these attributes, they are virtues which come to you. These virtues, they are in the Holy Spirit. When you receive the Holy Spirit, they also come to you. Then see what manner of man you become. A man who is very humble, like Moses. A man who is very bold. Like Moses. Eh? A man who is
Moses was very bold and also very, very humble. And of all the men who live on the face of the earth, Moses was very meek, the meekest of all the people, and yet very bold. The Pharaoh, let my people, I would arose now dark work. Nitrimbo. Nitrimbo. With the banana ED, she happened to trimbo. The ED, step down. We need trimbo. But here I can go America check on a Biden. Biden, let my people go. It takes boldness of the Holy Ghost. We need the Holy Spirit. We need the baptism of the Holy Spirit. We can never overemphasize it. You know what Jesus said to the disciples? He took his disciples, three of them, went to pray. While he is praying, he comes back. He saw them what? Sleeping. He went again. He said, please, Namatai. He came back, he saw them sleeping. Then he went again. He came back third time. He saw them sleeping. But then he rebuked them for one thing. He said, you can't watch with me. For what? Just for what? He said, just for 1 hour. Yeah? Why? Don't you watch with me 1 hour while I go yonder? While I go yonder. Eh? Just 1 hour on your knees. Inokunetsa 1 hour. Eh, machete ya matarsanaga? Hey! 1 hour inokushunguza. Wachumbona mate. Jesus saka what? You can't even. For 1 hour. I take 1 hour just praying for Mutize only. Imagine this. If I say I want to pray for Mutiz, 1 hour is not enough. Just to pray for you. You can imagine. And that's matter my murungu. 1 hour is not enough. How much more if I say I want to pray, if I have a list? They want to pray for 5 people. It's 5 hours at least. Which number ego? Pamsura Mutiz. You can't watch for 1 hour. But when the Holy Ghost is come, he makes it possible. Why? He brings, he with groanings you don't. Sister, it was a normal prayer meeting. Then I had heard you were not feeling well. I just prayed that day for you. Just sister Nziramasanga. Then, I don't know who went and told her. Somebody heard me pray. Do I know what sister Nziramasanga? My poor chat. Because Pastor Manama Tiraita, I don't know what you said. I knew what you said. And then she came with a testimony. And the pastor, just 1 hour of prayer. Jesus said, you can't wait for 1 hour. Learn, receive the Holy Spirit, read the word, bring the word to your memory. See how far. When you receive the Holy Ghost, your prayer life. Up. You begin to see things. He gives you the prayer issues. Eh? He gives you the prayer items. He gives the burden. Another time, sleeping, I had a dream.
a sheep yakasungirirwa pamuti. Sheep here was bleating. It can't go anyway. Then until the bleat became a suffering bleat, a black sheep. Then I looked, I said, that sheep, oh, it's a pitiful condition. Paera pasina kana huswa huswa yase wadyiwa. Wapera huswa wese wapera kudyiwa. Ariko sheep iyo apa yazvimona netambo tambo yasunga everywhere. So that sheep must be suffering. And I'm going there to the sheep. Just let me just go and help that sheep there. What do I see? As I go in closer, ah, ndimaya munjoma. Okay. Then I woke up. He said, ndimaya munjoma. Okay. Then I said, let me call my munjoma. Called my munjoma. My munjoma, is everything okay? Are you okay, Pamuri, Pap? Pastor Maita Mafo, and I usually saw, hey, my story is more, we could die. God is telling you, He's showing you right there. Say, don't worry, Sister Mchoma. Yato pera nyanyi, pana kufonye na yepa upis, because yadini? Yato pera. God gives you prayer items. If your prayer life, ika increase, ika kwira, the prayer items also runo kuira. Buko rakure ma prayer items runo zara of foot. Mara kumborere. Let's bow our heads tonight. Father, we are bowing our heads. We can't exhaust thy word. It's an inexhaustible fountain. We have seen these symbols, Lord, that you are the wind, you are the oil, you are the dove. Lord, you are oil of greatness. We have seen here, Lord Jesus. Oh, what can we say? We run short of words. We are hungering for these attributes. We are hungering for this Holy Ghost. I can't live without this Holy Ghost. I just need you, Lord. I need this Holy Spirit. This boldness of facing the fiercest creatures in the world. These are disciples. I think judge yourself if we should keep quiet from talking about Jesus. See, they are threatening, oh Lord. Pandovarume wa iwanda kuno wanda kuno wanda mu upper room iwao. Mwea mwaru sati wawuya. Wachitiza wese, wachizivarira. Mwea mwari pa wawuya. Waka buda mu upper room wachito manya. Wachizika pasi. Wachipembera. Kuchita zazu kwa nesimbra umari. Kusika wese wakazo jinzu kwa hawa kutini pawuya mwea wawumari. Wanga watu buda mwangu waka wanda imomo. Ndiyo sunita mwea wawumari yusozo. Mutibudisa mujumbuze kuwanda. Maneru ano tenzi, wana ikireke zimuri paki inoe. Murukuti fundisa usaka wanda. I believe you're not just teaching us these things to have a big head. You want to baptize us with the Spirit. You want to baptize us with the Holy Ghost. You want to send that wind amongst us. You want to send those cloven tongues on our heads. You want God to make us drunk. To numb all the world. This country is very difficult. Pasina numbing of our bodies. For the realities of what is happening on the ground. Who can stand in this country? Ndiye anonga mira ma in gorere nzara tapinda kudai. Kana mukasana ita numb. Maonere yedu ne manzugire yedu ne mweyawe. Ita iti dakwe mwari mtapota. One ya madzimaya hakombuka. Nema dimona roku vaku machechi kwa kawanda. Rukufundiswa zvisina basa. Mudzimba mese muri kuatakwa meso. Pasina mweya wenyu. Ndianongamira. Ndapota hangu tenzi. Dururai mweya mutsvene pazimuri paki. Dururai mweya mutsvene pazimuri paki. Mune nyika yakadai kuzara kuzvikudza. Ine hana dzakaombarara chaizvo. Kuchava kune vanhu vanenge njiva. Vasingarwisika navanhu. Vanhu vane unhu wenjiva. tends to be humble and meek. Uri easily frightened. Those the manga murika is also tends. Wakakurova imbama, hamuna kupindura. Wakakushipira imate, hamuna kumbupindura. Sukira wakatuka pakuto uraya, muka wati wade kererei. Awaziri zawaru kuhita. Stephen said the same thing. Lord, forgive them. They don't know what they are doing. Achingo peza kudaro. When you gave up the ghost, Stephen also did the same thing. He didn't die. He lost his spirit. He gave up the ghost. But before he did that, he saw heavens opened. What a crowning. What an ending to a man who you baptized with the Holy Ghost. I'm longing in my heart to join the ring of Stephen. Oh God, grant it. Grant it, Jesus. Grant it, my Father. I'm longing for this church to have women of the order of Dorcas. Lord, women who engage in their callings to further even the gospel. Until when they die, there's power in the church to raise them up again. Father, grant it for us. I can't rest. I'm becoming so restless. I am praying in the name of Jesus Christ. Tanzwati muri sovereign, semhepo. Chokwadi muri sovereign. Tikanzwa zvakaroti mune wiwi yenyu. Yamunoita pamunenge madira. Manirwano wiwi yenyu itokuitsvaka. Saka tichiti vhura magwaro esai. Kutsvaka wili yenyu. Wili yenyu tatoiona kare. Muda kutipa mweya muchene. Makaupromisa kare. Mazuva 800 years before musati mabarwa, Jesus atabarwa. Wakataura murume wainzi Joel. Kati ndichadurura mweya pane vanhu wese. Kusvikira apa wakauya mweya mutsvene Peter kati ndizvo zvakataura naJoel zvatoitika. Yanga iri wiwi yenyu yatakaona manherwana. Nanhasi uno tichindori kuno those who are far off. Far off in Zimri Park. Far off in Damaphos. Far off in Ruba. Far off Lord Jesus Christ in Fairview. Far off. Father, kwese kune vana venyu iko ndio Faraofu yacho iyo yavasiri maJudha. Mukati chapa futi kune vanasikana. Vanoshanda mudzimba muchavapa. Vanoshanda mumagarden muchavapa. Vanoshanda mumashopu muchavapa. Ma servants ese muchavapa. Ndio vimbiso yacho yama. Ndio wiwi yenyu ka iyo yomwari. Ndio wili yenyu yacho yamunenge mataura iyo. Hapana wiwi inopfuura ipapo. I'll give upon all handmaids. Upon all the servants, upon your sons, they will see visions. The daughters, they will dream dreams. The old men, manero wano baba, ndivo wiri yenyu iripo. Chiita ise kuri yako mnenge maita. Tinokumbira muti batsire. Chiba pano kuenda kudzimba. Itai kuti manzwa aya mwari. Aise appetite muhana dzedu. Dzekuda mweya wenyu mukati mehana. Patinouya pamberi penyu. Tine determination yakasimba. Mwari, tida kugamuchira mweya mutsvene iwoyo. Zviite zvakare in our lives. I ask you tonight in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. Amen.